from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, welcome to it.
Should the podcast openers that we do here, should they be a little bit more loose? Because I heard about what you and the ex used to do in the podcast opener. Should we really do some, like, R-rated stuff here?
Oh, look, I don't know if R-rated stuff is really mine and yours shtick.
No, it's definitely not our shtick.
Shtick.
No.
No.
Well, maybe.
You know what's in shtick.
Can't say shtick without stick. That's right.
See, that's as blue as we get. Welcome to the podcast, though. Bit of fun. It's a Monday. Ugh.
At about 1:30, Ellie turns to me. She goes, I CBF.
No. To be fair, I did that at 3:30. We had done
that. No, it was before the show.
Nah, it was jury. It was.
We
just
were in
early.
Ben's office.
Oh, did I say it?
It was like maybe 2:30. I put my hand up. 1:30 might be a little early, but it was 2:30 before the show, and you've gone, oh, no.
Well, I got up early today and had a really, really productive morning.
Mm.
And so by the time 1:30 rolled around, I was kind of done for the day.
What do you do for brekkie?
I have a very regimented brekkie.
Yeah.
I have a plate of spinach with two.
A plate of spinach?
Yeah, you just pour spinach out of the plate.
Just spinach.
Well, no. Then I got
just
top
the
it.
Leaves of spinach.
Just the leaves of spinach, yeah. But
that
then
is,
I put on top of it two fried
easy
over
some
eggs,
food.
Some mushrooms, some onions, and some turkey. And then you just eat it all together. So it's kind of like an egg salad, a hot egg salad.
See, I don't like egg. Can't stand the smell
eggs.
Even. Like, I can't even get close to egg. Ugh.
I think more than I should about how you don't like eggs, and
yeah.
I feel sorry for
you're
you.
You're really annoyed by it.
Yeah,
I've told everybody in my life, right, everyone around me, close friends and family. Family were upset,
yeah.
But they've dealt with it. Friends, they go, okay. And there's a few people here that we work with that don't like egg.
No,
it's not uncommon.
I know. But I just, more than I should, think about your dislike of egg and how sorry I feel for you.
It's actually hurt your core, though, I think. Because you bring it up.
It's
you go, oh,
that...
look out, Taz, there's egg over on there. I'm well aware there's egg there, but thank you.
It's just such a big part of my life that I feel bad that you can't be a part of it.
It is weird that a whole meal is built around one ingredient.
Yeah.
You don't lunch isn't built around the tomato.
Yeah.
And you have to have tomato.
It's
whereas
true.
Breakfast is eggs.
Yeah.
I don't
because
like
they're
it.
So great. Anyway, good egg chat.
Great egg chat. We really wanted some shtick. Hopefully you got it.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Picture this, sunny coast. You're halfway through your Mother's Day. You've spent the morning with your mum and your nana. And then a text comes in. Hey, guys. We're going out to watch the AFL this afternoon. It's my team versus Foz's team. We're going to go watch it on the big screen. And I went, oh, Ellie, no problem. A weekend, Ellie. I don't think I've seen you on the weekend more than like once in the 6 months that we've done the show. And I went, great. Hang out with the C team on the big screen too. Why not? I mean, she's got an 85-inch at home. So what is big screen for her? Wow.
I don't know if the words big screen were thrown into that text message. I think there's a bit of mayo on that.
Shh. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Okay.
So I go out, meet you at the location that you had said. No big screen. And the AFL was on your phone.
Okay.
And it was across the table. I couldn't even see it from back where I was.
So
Foz said, turn it up. So we were just annoying all the tables around us with just this AFL commentary in the background. Everybody else watching the boxing.
Are you done, sir? Because can I put my case forward?
545-11919, Sunny Coast.
Do I get no right of reply?
Are you a bad host?
Okay.
Did you make plans? Promise something and not deliver? Or did you go around and somebody didn't deliver? Were you also the victim of a tragedy?
Fuzzy and I had seen this date in our calendars for a long time. We knew 12th of May,
great.
My AFL team playing, his AFL team, let's go to a pub and watch it. That plan has been in place forever. I said, cool, I'll find somewhere for us to go. I posted on my Instagram story. I Googled like top 10 sports bars on the Sunshine Coast. Settled on one.
Yeah.
Called them up.
Yeah.
The day before, said, hey, do I need to book a table to watch the AFL tomorrow?
Yep.
They said, don't worry, we'll sort it for you. We'll have it on a TV. You don't need to book a table. All good.
Didn't have it on a TV. Can tell you that much. They had ads on a TV. They thought ads were better than the AFL. They were right. They were right because it was 110 to 4. because the West Coast Eagles are terrible.
Okay, I get it. No one in Queensland likes AFL. I get it. No one likes the West Coast Eagles even less.
We'd prefer ads over the AFL. It was an hour worth of ads. I don't know what channel it was. It was more interesting.
I do feel bad.
I was putting bets on the ads.
I also had made Fozzie drive like 40 minutes from his house to come to this venue because I was sure, because I'd been assured they would play the AFL. So look, yes, I failed. Did we still have a lovely time? Yes. Was it a crappy game to watch in the end anyway? Also, yes. Did we have, you know, are we all still friends?
Just.
Once, I used to live with in a share house with five girls, and we would have a night of the week that we'd cook for everyone.
Great.
And so my night once, I thought I'd experiment with chickpeas, and I made like a chickpea curry thing. Then we sat down to eat it, and my friend was like, oh, did you soak the chickpeas before you put them in? And I said, no. She said, they're poisonous if you don't, don't soak them properly. So we had to throw it all out.
The poisonous chickpeas.
Yes.
You could have been known as, if you'd killed all your friends.
Yeah.
Or in the news, you would have been known as Chickpea Woman.
Chaney, they would call me.
Let's go to the phones now. We're talking bad hosts.
Yeah, Charlene's in Palmview. Charlene, was it you who was the bad host or someone you know?
It was someone I know who was a terrible host. So just to give you background context, our group of friends in our 20s were all single professionals and we used to have family dinner night. And most of our friends were extremely good cooks, but we had two who were absolutely terrible cooks. And they made it their mission to get better and practice and learn how to do things. And one night they hosted a dinner party where they cooked a red wine chicken dish that was absolutely inedible. Everybody left, went home early, got McDonald's, and that would have been the end of it. Except 12 months later, those two friends got accepted onto MKR.
No way!
Yep, absolutely the worst cooks in our friendship group. It was the biggest inside joke for our friends for a really long time. Like, how did these two get on MKR when they used to serve you potatoes, rice and bread as a dish?
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, that's... How did they go on My Kitchen Rules?
They made it to the finals.
So, does this make you think maybe that they weren't bad cooks? Maybe you guys just had non-refined palates. Maybe it was all in your taste buds.
No, they were just hysterical and good for the ratings.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Yep, that's what we are. That's what they say about this show. Hysterical but good for the ratings.
And
Charlene.
Can't cook.
No, we can't cook at all. Charlene, you're in the draw for the tickets as well. You could be seeing Furiosa. We'll let you know by the end of the show. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Singing, repeat after me. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Right now, though, I do have a list of the top 10 most popular sports in the world.
Okay.
How many of them can you guess?
Soccer, surely, / football.
Soccer is at the top. Well done. Yeah, number one.
That would be, yep, number
That's
one.
That's 3.5 billion fans. I don't know where they're getting the info from, but I'm rolling with it.
Talk to me about what constitutes being popular. Is that
It's the most fans. So I'm guessing on Facebook or socials or
people
something.
Who watch it.
People who watch it, yeah.
Yeah,
In the billions for most of them. For the top five, at least, it's in the billions.
Given its popularity in one of the most populous countries on this earth, I would say second is cricket.
Well done. Soccer number one, cricket number two.
Thank you. Just, I feel like India has a lot of people and a lot of Indians like cricket.
$100, you don't guess number three as being the third most popular.
So it's going to be something a bit rogue then. Mm-hmm.
Please don't get it.
Is it something
I don't want to give you $100.
Is there something we don't play in Australia much?
No, we're really good at it.
Really?
Yeah.
Fans.
Yeah, fans. I'm surprised it's number three in the world. Sunny Coast, what do you think it is?
Fine. All right. I'll go rugby union.
No.
No, silly. I hate it. I take it back.
Rugby's all the way down at number nine.
Yeah, I took it back. Swimming, we're really good at.
No, swimming's not even on the list.
Yeah.
So number 10, golf.
Ew. Yep.
Number nine, rugby. Mm-hmm. Eight is very American.
American football?
No. We've said
ice hockey?
Hockey, that's the number three.
Is it?
Right.
Just hockey or ice hockey?
It just says hockey.
Field hockey.
I'm guessing they've combined the two for it to be the third most popular.
Hockey is actually an underrated sport. It's actually quite good to watch.
Brutal.
It is brutal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Number four is tennis, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Number five, volleyball. I'm going to leave number six because I think it's a really good way to end this. Number seven, basketball. Eight, baseball.
Yeah.
So what is between tennis, no, volleyball and basketball? What's just above basketball in the number of fans?
It's going to be something like cross-country skiing or something.
No.
Like, is it a winter
basketball
sport?
Basketball is massive.
Yeah.
Right? It has a legion of fans around the world.
Yeah.
However, coming in at number six, table tennis has beaten
it. Table tennis is great.
Just under a billion fans.
There you go.
I wouldn't have ever guessed table tennis.
How often do you tune in to the World Table Tennis Championship?
Maybe I
have.
Have you watched
it at the Olympics? It is insane to watch.
It's
they
not
are so
like
fast.
Me and my dad versing each other in the garage.
No.
I'll tell you that much.
It'd be like me and a professional playing because I'm really good at it.
Are you really good at
really
table?
Yeah. It's the one thing I can beat my boyfriend at.
You can't just say stuff like that and not expect to back
Bring
it up.
Are you going to have a table tennis
Done.
Table?
Have you got a table in the new place?
I drive around with ping pong bats and balls in my car.
There is a table tennis table permanently set up outside the Cotton Tree pool.
Done.
What's on the line?
Pride.
Put $100 on.
You're
going to put $100
on? I don't have $100. I literally have $172 to last me until next Thursday.
$50?
I suppose I'll win it. Actually, yeah, let's make it $100. Right. Bring it.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.
What happened in the netball over the weekend, Tazzie, was just extraordinary.
This could be the best story you hear all week, Suncoast.
It's just, I'm angry and frustrated by this story, as a lot of Lightning fans are, because our girls, the Sunshine Coast Lightning, went down to Sydney to play the Giants and
played
a good game.
Haven't had the best season to start the year either, so we're looking for a win.
Absolutely. And they play the game. They finish the game 1 point up, right?
Awesome.
That's what the scoreboard says. They say they play to that clock, right? They have 38 seconds to go or something. They get an intercept. They run the clock down because they're 1 point up. Why wouldn't they?
It's like basketball. The end of it is very much just wind the clock down. If you're in the lead, make the most of the possession.
Then the game finishes. The girls celebrate as if they've won.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of confusion around the arena. Turns out there was a scoreboard error. And the game was actually a tie. Have a listen to the commentators from Fox Sports because, as you can see, it was just confusion all around.
So we've gone from draw to Lightning win 71-70 to a check of the score to being told that it is a draw to being told that the points would be shared to now being told that through these actions of the Giants, the game is going to resume.
Yeah, have a look at the Sunshine Coast Lightning. Now, if we get a camera on them, they're still walking out of the court. They're looking over here. They're seeing the Giants warm up, but don't look like they've got any interest in getting back on the court for this extra time.
And why would they? You know, they've in their minds, they've won the game. They played accordingly.
Well, crowd would have started to leave.
Yeah, people did.
People were cheering them on at the end of the game, going, well done, Lightning have won, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well,
people would have got up.
There was 50 minutes in between the game finishing.
No way.
50 minutes, and then extra time eventually was played. And the Lightning, obviously, having been rattled by what's gone down, ended up losing the game. So frustrating for the poor Sunshine Coast Lightning.
Why do you, after 50 minutes, decide that extra time is needed to get a winner? Why? Like, it's not on either team.
Mm.
If it ended up being a draw, just halve the points?
Well, the thing is, in you know, the season, if you do draw a game, it goes to extra time. That's the rules, right? You can't just finish it.
But the rules also are not 50 minutes later, we'll come back. And like, there's a time limit on these things.
So they've obviously taken those 50 minutes to do a review on each goal. They've gone back, looked at the footage.
But you play and you play hard.
Yeah. Oh.
And then at the end of the game, you go, oh, you can't. Then pick that back up again and just all of a sudden you got five more minutes in you.
I know, but that's exactly what happened. And unfortunately, yeah, it turned out badly for the Lightning. But I want to focus on the one job that the scorer has is keeping score of the game. How do you get that wrong?
Is it one person's job?
So it's scored separately. The umpires, I believe, score, and then there's a scorer. There's multiple scorers involved. Then there's the broadcast score. There's the person who operates
the Fox scorer. Yep.
Lots of different hands.
So I'm guessing it was the person putting the score up on the scoreboard that had the issue because they would have been playing to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I know. Crazy stuff. So
wouldn't have happened if they'd played at home. Just saying.
Oh, absolutely
Play here on the sunny coast. Our scoreboarders.
Yep.
scoreboarders.
Oh, we're accurate.
They're
as.
Great. Yeah.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
She's here, Ellie. She's here. Look out. She tells it exactly like she sees it.
You
She's
sound
from...
scared.
I am scared.
She's from Gen Z. Her name is Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hi, Taz.
You're a fan favourite on the show. We got you on last week. You roasted us. Mm-hmm. However, people just want more.
She's savage. She's for a 21-year-old.
Yeah,
she doesn't. She's got a lot of confidence, and I'm scared of her as a 32-year-old.
Oh, Ellie, I'm just joking.
Yeah, I know. Now, Danny, you like to roast us on what we're wearing because mm-hmm. we are millennials and mm-hmm. we're old and uncool.
Yeah.
And so the other day, famously, I came in wearing a nice like white cardigan that mm-hmm. I hadn't worn for a few years, and you said. Instantly as I walk through the door. That cardigan makes you look like a middle-aged woman. And so since then, each day when I walk in, I get you to rate my outfits and Tazzy does the same.
Yeah.
You've pulled me aside and said, Ellie, you need to do the sandwich method. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what the sandwich method is?
So it's basically in its name.
Yeah.
So you'd match your top with the shoes with a different color pants, so you're basically sandwiching it, or you can alternatively do an accessory like a hat matching with the shoes,
okay,
and then different color pants and bottoms, or same color pants and bottoms.
So the top thing that you're wearing mm-hmm. has to match the bottom thing that you're wearing.
So it's sandwiching
color wise.
So today I'm wearing like a blue top though, so I don't have blue shoes.
Blue or white because it's stripy. It's a stripey mm-hmm.
Okay,
white,
so I've got white shoes on.
So, like, if you, like, you know, there's Air Jordans, like Air Force Ones. Like, you know how they have the white and blue?
Yeah.
That would have been more ideal.
Oh, so I need to go out and get some white and blue
Spend
Air Jordans.
Spend more money on your outfit.
If I want to wear this white and blue top again. Okay, all right. So you also had a go at me because today I'm wearing baggy shorts and a baggy top.
Look.
What baggy was in?
No. Look, if you had a good sense of
jeans
style.
Are out,
and look what you're wearing.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, the up down she just gave you with her eyes.
No, but going back to Ellie.
Yeah.
Ellie, unless you have a sense of style.
Oh, okay.
You don't do it.
Okay. So how do I get a sense of style? Where do I get that from?
Yeah, Pinterest?
No. I thought Pinterest was like uncool. Or is Pinterest cool these days? I lose track, Danny. I can't keep up.
The dagger's going across the studio at the moment.
So I need Pinterest.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And on Pinterest, it'll give me good ideas for what to wear.
Yes. You can get inspo.
Okay, fix Ellie's outfit right now. What she's wearing. Take us through it, Ellie.
Okay, alrighty. So I've got a long-sleeved white and blue striped, like, fishing shirt.
Is that salvageable or should that just be thrown out, Danny?
That should be thrown out. Look at the sleeves.
Yeah.
This is actually my little sister's
The colour's fading away.
Sorry, Liv. Danny has said we need to throw it away. So Ellie's going to be throwing away your shirt.
Okay, then I'm wearing nude Lucy baggy grey shorts.
Love it.
Oh,
keep it.
Okay.
You'd change the top. You'd wear a tighter top. Yeah.
So uncomfortable though. And then I got to sandwich it with my blue and white Air Jordans that I've got to go buy.
This is how you know you're a millennial. You choose comfort over looking good.
Absolutely I do.
She'll be back next week, Sunny Coast. We will enjoy the next 6.5 days.
I'm scared.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
And there's a game that we've been playing on the show for the last couple of weeks because we love it. And the feedback from the people is that they love it too.
They like it more than they love us.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is fair because so do we.
Yeah. And so until it runs out of steam, we're going to keep playing Bandle. The way it works is it's an internet site. We rip it off it each day and it breaks a song down into different layers.
If Bandle is listening, we love you. Please don't stop.
Yeah, for sure. And you have to guess what song it is based on the layers.
Possible prize up for grabs, the Sabi as well. An in-season double pass to Furiosa. The Mad Max saga coming out very soon from mastermind George Miller. Comes the must-see ultimate cinematic event. Don't miss Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, only in cinemas May 23.
Well said, Tazzy. Today's song we're a bit concerned about because we've, you know, as we say, we don't know the answer to this. We're playing along like you are.
Yeah.
It's released in 1967, which is not our era.
Not our wheelhouse at all. And difficulty very hard, but let's just jump straight in.
All right, here we go. The drums layer.
So remember, at any time, 545-11-919, if you can beat us to it and you can work it out faster than us, you could be scoring those tickets. Hit me with
something
else.
Drums doesn't give you much to go off, does it?
There's a lot of cymbal there.
All right, the bass layer.
It's a little unfair because we are on a station that plays a lot of top 40.
True.
And this song is from the 60s.
It's beginning to sound a little bit more familiar.
Well, if it's from the 60s, who do we know from the 60s? The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Okay.
That's about it.
Let's keep going. It's the Beatles. Hang on. I think I got it. I think I'm going to take a guess.
Is it like Can't Get Enough of Your Love or something?
Oh my gosh, I've done it.
You've done it?
Play it. I want to keep. Okay, I think you'll get it. I think you'll get it.
Permission to. No.
It's the Beatles. You can get this. You can get this.
Not Hey Jude. That's one of the only Beatles songs. Oh, I know it. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yes. We got the 60s track, everyone.
We are the smartest.
And the clue that they give you. Yeah,
yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
That was tough. I didn't think we were going to get that one.
That was tough.
The clue is Lucille in the Heavens with Jules.
Look, it's accurate.
Yeah.
Ellie and Taz.
Get ready now.
On 91.9 CFM.
Can't touch this. Stop. Tidbit time.
I'm excited for this. Tazzy said, I've got a kebab-themed tidbit for
That's
you. And
right.
I said, take the tidbit away then.
Finally, the inaugural kebab tidbit. There's a political party in Germany calling for kebabs to be subsidised. So all the cost of living over there is such a big issue. But the thing that the German public have latched onto is kebabs are too expensive. Power costs too much. You know, getting the food costs too much for the businesses, and therefore kebabs are too expensive. People are shouting out at conventions and stuff for the party that they're saying, make the kebab cheaper. That's literally the chant that they're doing. It's not an internet joke. It's a serious cry for help. That's what the member of the Left Party has said over in Germany.
I've had a serious cry for help for a kebab before, but usually it's like 3 a.m. yeah. on Ocean Street.
You know? And you're not screaming at a politician about the price of your kebab.
Absolutely. Well, I hope that they get their kebab subsidised.
So do I. They've said that they don't want it to surpass £10. It's currently at about £9. Whatever that goes to for us, mid 15,
pounds.
15, 16.
In Germany, euros?
Oh, euros.
Euros.
Okay. Euros.
Yeah, so that'd be like, 15, 16 bucks for us.
Too expensive.
Yeah, that's probably what our kebabs cost. Calm down, Germany. All
Keep
right.
the kebabs down.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.